20 minutes past 3 on 702 Drive. Give us a call on your response to news of this new variant showing high transmissibility, particularly evident in Gauteng, Northwest and Limpopo, also observed in Botswana and Hong Kong, we understand. We'll get you some updates on that and chat to some people who know a lot about this, but that's coming up later in the show. Let's turn our attention now to a press conference given by the Economic Freedom Fighters, spending time talking about the decisions they have made post-election, as councils have been put together, mayors and speakers and deputy mayors and management committees have been chosen. And many questions have been asked of the EFF why they've voted to put the DA into power in key municipalities like Ekurhuleni, Tshwane and Johannesburg and Mogale City, just those in Gauteng alone. Masechaba Sifularo has been paying attention to this, listening in, joining us from EWN. Masechaba, welcome. What are the key things that they offered by way of explanation for this decision to give the DA their vote?
Good afternoon, John. I mean, it started off as, you know, Julius Malema reading through what appeared to be a written statement. But, I mean, it wouldn't be Julius Malema if he didn't go off and, you know, start speaking off script, I suppose. But the key issues that he raised about their decision to vote together with the DA is that the people of South Africa had shown in how they voted that they were sick and tired, as he puts it, of the African National Congress and didn't want them to govern anymore. And that is precisely why they chose to go the route that they did. John, he also said that, I mean, it's something that has been said even by the Democratic Alliance themselves, who were taken aback as well, just as everyone else was, by the EFF's decision to vote in support of their mayor candidates, for example, in Gauteng, that there was no deal, there was no quid pro quo, as he put it, as John Steyn put it earlier in the week, for that support that they got from the EFF. And Julius Malema has today all reiterated that, and he also says there is no coalition deal with the Democratic Alliance, nor is there a coalition deal with the African National Congress. He says they've voted in favor of service delivery because they are a service delivery-driven party, and they would vote with anyone who was, you know, working in the interest of the general public. Now, John, let's take it away from, you know, the Gauteng metros. I think that's where most of the attention has been in the news cycle throughout the week. Some of the key things that came out today was Julius Malema saying that they had instructed their mayor in Metsimaholo in Free State to step down with immediate effect. And he says the reason for this is because she actually got the position through the support of the African National Congress.
Yes.
He says they will not in any way, ascend to power through the support of the African National Congress. They have decided, and they stand by it, that they will not be working with the African National Congress. He says from now they will be speaking to the Democratic Alliance to try and work with them to get her back into that position, because she remains their candidate. However, he does say that they are not desperate to govern. So if they find that they fall back into the position of opposition in that municipality, they are still fine with that. He also went into the Northwest. You'd be aware, John, that there were a few issues in the Mamusa local municipality in Swaziland, where the ANC councillors, unmandated, went and voted together with the EFF, electing the speaker, Ulebeng Mukhorosi, into that position. And that is due to factions, we are told, in the African National Congress who did not agree with the name that was given for them to put forward for the position of speaker. He says in that instance, they have no problem because it upsets the African National Congress, and that's precisely what they're trying to get. He's made a few other accusations that we have heard, and that's in the Echegwini Metro, about the ANC buying their victory. As you know, Mxolisi Kaunda is now the mayor of the African National Congress, and there was that moment where ABC leader Philani Mabundla took over a position that was actually of the ANC after a resignation, and he says the ANC may have done something illegal in that metro, and they would be, they've spoken to their lawyers who are looking into that particular matter. Quite a number of issues were covered in this press conference this afternoon, John.
So, what was any detail given, Masechaba, about how they would work in practice with the DA? I mean, is it going to be on a case by case basis? Will each thing that needs support be reviewed separately? I mean, what kind of modus operandi, if any, has been decided on?
Well, Well, Jan, I mean, Julius Malema did stress today that they were going to be voting for the people, for service delivery, and that's the direction that they're going to take. He says, I mean, in instances like Hammanskraal, for example, where, you know, there are water issues that have been in existence for a very long time, if the DA is going to be working towards that, they will vote together with the DA. You know, whoever is working towards service delivery and true governance, and obviously in line with their own ambitions, their own policies as a party, that's who they're going to be voting with. These are us. I mean, that obviously this puts these coalition, or rather these kind of governments, in a position of fragility or vulnerability. If they expected that this was going to be a long-lasting arrangement, his response was that, well, there is no guarantee in politics now, is there? No one is guaranteed the 5 years in office, not even in instances, for example, where the African National Congress has managed an outright majority. Are they guaranteed the whole 5 years in office? Their objective as the EFF, he says, is to make sure that services are delivered to the people.
Masechaba Sifularo with that report on the press conference given by the economic freedom fighters, talking about the decisions they've made and the votes they've cast as councils have put together their management committees and their mayoral and speaker arrangements.